Now Iran's president says that putting an immediate end to violence against Myanmar's Muslims must be top of the priority for Muslim nations. Hassan Rouhani stressed the issue of the Rohingya refugees and their situation must be addressed and addressed immediately. And he was speaking at a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in Kazakhstan ahead of a summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And Rouhani expressed hope that the OIC session could send a clear message to Myanmar to stop its atrocities against the minority group. For his part, Erdogan called for cooperation among Muslim nations, especially Iran and Turkey, on the issue. And joining us now out of London is Arzoo Mira Ali of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Hello, Arzoo, and thank you for joining us back on the program. Now, your thoughts about President Rouhani and Erdogan's meeting here, but more so than this, why should this be a responsibility for Muslim nations? I mean, isn't this, aside from being a Muslim issue, isn't this really a human rights cause?
Of course it is. And I mean, I think it's very sad that ultimately it's been Muslim countries leaning away. Of course, it's Ayatollah Khamenei who's been talking about this for months and years. And I'm glad to see President Erdogan and President Rouhani have caught up, actually. They need to be really upping the rhetoric. You said it's a human issue. They need to be putting pressure not just on Myanmar, but those who are supporting, whether it's Bangladesh, a Muslim majority Muslim nation, or India, which isn't, but which is frankly giving a huge green light to Myanmar. You know, Turkey and Iran have huge deals with these countries. Let's start putting a bit of pressure on all sides.
So why isn't this an issue that's more pressing for the UN? The UN's made the condemnations. It's recognized what's happening to this. I mean, they've been blocked from going in and getting past a certain barrier to actually getting into the depth of Rakhine State. They've been prevented by, Myanmar's government. And Aung San Suu Kyi has been silent. She initially said, please give me time, be patient with me. I mean, patient to what point? I mean, people are getting slaughtered, villagers are getting burned. I mean, in one single satellite imagery, 800 huts were being burned, and that was one of dozens of spots on that satellite, image that the world showed us. So, I mean, what's it going to take for the UN, not the OIC, not the OCC? I mean, what's it going to take for the UN to pass sanctions or put some kind of pressure on the Burmese government?
Well, now, ultimately, we know the United Nations is not fit for purpose, whether it's being bought by Saudi Arabia or pandering to the U.S. interest in whichever part of the world. It doesn't really do anything independently. It doesn't do it out of the goodness of its heart. And I think we have to stop kind of waiting for them. Yes, we'd like them to catch up and catch up quickly. But in the meantime, the rest of the world, which has a conscience, has to step up to the mark. And, Muslim countries need to be showing leadership in this. And, alhamdulillah, we've got a little bit of a start here. But there's a good long way to go.
And why do you think ultimately we're not seeing enough action on this? I mean, is it that why are the Rohingya? I mean, first of all, it's illegal to have anybody stateless. They've been stateless for centuries there. I mean, they have no citizenship, not in Bangladesh, not in Myanmar. And then on top of it, this is happening to them, this genocide that a lot of people are calling. So what's it going to take? And why isn't this becoming more critical to try to help these people?
It's not becoming more critical because, A, they're Muslim, and there's huge demonization and Islamophobia against Muslims worldwide. And that's been getting worse as their situation has been getting worse. Let's say, the most severe period they've had is the last 30, 40 years. But, ultimately, Myanmar is in the U.S. camp and so on and so forth. And, they're being greenlit by the U.S., including under Obama, to carry on with this type of atrocities, this type of hyper-nationalism that we're seeing in Myanmar. We've been seeing in India as well. This is the legacy of the colonial era. This is a kind of European nationalism that's been transplanted and globalized around the world. And we need to, all of us, the rest of the world, to be kind of getting rid of modeling all our political and social values on European failures. Okay? And I think that's ultimately the situation we're at. In the bigger picture, we have to wake up and start rechecking all our ideologies.
And if that's a factor behind this, it's very unfortunate if that's the case. I want to thank you for joining us and your valuable input, Ms. Arzoo Mira Ali of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us out of London.